BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The special investigating unit says the probe into Etekwini's water and sanitation services has begun. The SIU today briefed Parliament's Portfolio Committee on the investigations and cases involving the Department of Water and Sanitation. Earlier this year, President Cyril Ramaphosa signed a proclamation authorizing an investigation into allegations of maladministration in Etekwini. This will include investigating whether contract payments complied with National Treasury guidelines. The SIU's Leonard Lekgoto says they are also looking at corruption conducted by municipal employees.
And the SIU has completed the setting up and scoping phase of the investigation, and currently the investigation is ongoing, so it's still at an early stage.
Staying on Etekwini Municipality, an elderly Durban woman is breathing a sigh of relief following news that she won't have to fork out 2.2 million rand for electricity. It's after Etekwini vowed to correct the massive bill sent to the pensioner. The city claims the lady submitted an incorrect reading to its e-services department. Ish Prahlad is with the Etekwini Ratepayers and Residents Association.
She says to me, she was the day to me now. They sent me 2.2 million electricity. Whoever points her digits in, points it as 2.2 million instead of 2,200.
And in the Eastern Cape, the Department of Home Affairs says it has noted the outcome in the Timothy Omotoso matter. The controversial televangelist has been released on a technicality by the East London Magistrates Court today. He was arrested on immigration-related charges on Saturday. The court found that authorities failed to bring Omotoso before the courts within the prescribed 48 hours. Further afield, Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky has urged Donald Trump to help secure a meeting with Vladimir Putin in Turkey this week. He's accused the Russian leader of not seriously wanting to negotiate an end to the war and called for massive sanctions if Putin skips the meeting. Finally, Durban is once again at the center of Africa's tourism universe. The Africa Travel in Durba is currently taking place at the ICC. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks has spent the day there.
The halls of the convention center are buzzing with inviting stalls and vibrant displays from across Africa. It's everything tourism, from airlines and safaris to household groups and tour operators. Networking is front and center, with 120 small and medium businesses taking part, including a dozen from KwaZulu-Natal. Isabel Apolinario from Angolan travel agency Cosmos says the Indaba helps more people discover her country.
We need to promote Angola. It's a new destination, so I hope it's very good for our business.
Anthony Moscovich from A New Hotels and Resorts in KZN says collaboration and investments, especially in air travel, are key to success.
We've got 40 airports around the country. Only four of them have international arrivals. If you're looking at international airport opportunities, there's 10 of those. So if we could leverage more of these airports, getting more tourists coming in and focusing on these areas that haven't yet seen the rebound, we could then also see a growth in the economy, additional jobs.
Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, ICC Durban.
Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 23. Tomorrow, Richards Bay, 24. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhir.